Ben Bach is a senior at Mount Edgecombe High School. He's from Igigik, a village near Bristol Bay. He's sitting at a table in the back of the room during a break between presentations at the Color of Justice Conference.
Are you at all interested in law as a profession?
Not at all. But
so why are you here?
Because I think it's important to know, the people that do make these decisions, who are in the courts, and I think it's just important to know what the judicial system is all about. I don't necessarily want to be a part of law, but I do want to understand it.
Across the room, junior Kim Jessup from Wasilla says she knows she wants to go to college and study a foreign language, but beyond that?
I'm not so sure. I came here with an open mind. Like, I'm just exploring new opportunities, what I could do, what I could not do.
Alaska Supreme Court Justice Dana Fabe says women make up about a quarter of state court judges nationwide, despite being half of the graduates from law school. And Alaska, she says, has one African-American judge, one Asian-American judge, and one Hispanic-American judge.
Really, the bench should speak equality to those who come before it, and I think the public's trust and confidence in the justice system is enhanced by seeing members of the judiciary, judges, who represent the communities they serve.
In this state, many of those communities are comprised of Alaska Natives, and in the history of the state, there's only been one Alaska Native Superior Court judge. His name is Roy Madsen, and he served from 1975 until 1990. He's 87 years old now, turns 88 next month, and on Tuesday, he spoke at Mount Edgecombe High School in an interview conducted by State Supreme Court Chief Justice Walter Carpinetti. The two of them are sitting on a stage in front of a picture from 1934. An 11-year-old Roy Madsen is in that photo, standing in front of the hide of an 11-foot-tall bear.
In the camp, in the bear camp, I was called the head man because my job was to scrape all of the flesh off of the bear skulls, taking the eyes out and the brains and their gums and everything. I'd spend all day with a knife, scrape, and digging.
Madsen went from head man at the bear camp to the head man in the courtroom, but the Aleutic elder told the assembled students that a career in law was not in his plans initially.
All I ever wanted to do when I was in high school was to go to the Naval Academy, and I didn't have any other plans, and fortunately, Judge Anthony Diamond, who was a delegate to Congress at the time, gave me an appointment to Annapolis. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to pass the physical. This was in 1941.
He was physically fit in his youth, as the pictures flashing behind him on the huge screen indicate, but he's colorblind. So he ended up at Oregon State University, where he joined an Army ROTC program.
Judge Diamond called me up and said, "Well, since you didn't get into Annapolis, I'm willing to appoint you to West Point, but I can't do it until next year." And I said, "I'm sorry, but I'm in ROTC in the Army, and I don't want any part of it, so thank you anyway."
He did end up in the Navy, served in the Pacific during World War II, and then came back to the States, took correspondence classes in law, and found himself so interested in it that he decided to attend law school in Oregon. He was an assistant district attorney, then became Kodiak's city attorney, and in 1975 wound up on the bench in Kodiak Superior Court. Not that he spent a lot of time in one place. He ended up working many courtrooms in southwest Alaska.
The first time I stopped in Cold Bay, I talked to the magistrate out there, and he said he hadn't seen a judge for 7 years, and that was kind of a shock. So I start traveling. I traveled 1 week out of the month. I'd go to Alaska or to Dillingham or Naknek or someplace like that.
The main topic of the interview with Madsen was diversity in the judiciary. Carpinetti asked him about that.
Did your background hurt you in any way, do you think?
I don't think it did. No, I didn't find any discrimination. The court system can be a very intimidating place to find yourself in, especially if English is your second language. And so you go into a place like that where the people have been raised speaking one language and then have to learn another one, and then they're in a strange surrounding, like the court's so formal, and it can be intimidating. And I think that the fact that I was part of them and they accepted me as part of them made it much easier.
Students attending the interview had questions for Madsen, too, including one who asked whether he was rebellious as a teenager. Madsen said he had a very strict father and an intense fear of public speaking when he was younger. Carpinetti, like a lawyer cross-examining a witness, followed up.
The question was, you know, were you kind of rebellious more, or were you more of a follow the rules? And I did notice in this picture that we had that I think on your left arm there, it looks like a tattoo. And I wanted to ask you, is that kind of a tattoo from the Navy days? Or is that kind of a tattoo to show that you're kind of a cool person?
Turns out it's a tattoo from his Navy days. Although it's hard to argue against the other option. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.